Climate activists, union members, and others have joined with Stop the Money Pipeline, a coalition of 200-plus organizations opposing fossil fuels, to demand that Wells Fargo reinstates its climate goals and stops union busting. Following President Trump's election, Wells Fargo abandoned its 2030 and 2050 climate goals, ended its diversity policy for senior-level recruitment, and sent a now-leaked private memo to the Trump administration outlining a plan to privatize the U.S. Postal Service. The plan includes selling off its most profitable components, covering the cost by raising consumer prices and buying out or laying off the unionized workforce. These moves come as the bank faces more than 30 allegations of union busting and a slew of unfair labor practice charges. Alec Conan is coalition director for Stop the Money Pipeline. He says that Wells Fargo, more than any other bank, is cowering under the current administration.
We are here at Wells Fargo's global headquarters in San Francisco, and we've wrapped about 4,000 feet of yellow high visibility climate crime scene caution tape around the headquarters. We have people blocking all of the doors. The building is completely closed. It appears that employees have been sent home for the day, and we are here for a variety of reasons, but no bank has done more to ingratiate itself to the Trump administration since Trump was elected in January. No bank has bent the knee to Trump or has decided to throw themselves in on the side of authoritarianism than Wells Fargo.
A row of activists stood in front of the door to Wells Fargo's headquarters, behind layers of caution tape reading, "Danger, climate and human rights destruction ahead." Among them was Riley Bennington, an organizer with the Texas Campaign for the Environment. He says he hopes that Friday's demonstration will inform the public of the connection between environmental destruction from fossil fuel projects and funding from banks like Wells Fargo. Bennington lamented the climate effects he's seen in his own lifetime, including in his hometown of Brazoria County, Texas.
It's my home, and over the last 26 years of my life, it's really changed. It used to be somewhere where you go to get shrimp and you go look for dolphins, and now it's just, you just avoid gas leaks and explosions, and I have to explain to my daughter what pollution is when we're going to the beach. So these sorts of things aren't normal, and they're not right, and that's just a small part of what everyone is here today to try and bring change for.
Friday's protest was one of 15 held across the country, each aiming to make Wells Fargo aware of a petition that asks the bank to restore its climate goals and DEI targets, recognize workers' rights, pledge not to profit from the privatization of the post office if it occurs, and sever ties to weapons manufacturers and surveillance organizations that enable genocide in Gaza and ICE attacks in the U.S. The petition, sponsored by Stop the Money Pipeline, now has over 40,000 signatures. Protesters urge members of the public who bank with Wells Fargo to bank elsewhere. The coalition plans to continue its campaign on Tuesday by handing out union flyers at every Wells Fargo branch in the Bay Area. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.